Good morning, everyone. Today, our Bible verses come from John chapter 10 and Psalm 23. You'll notice if you read through them that there are things in common between the two different selections. There's shepherds and sheep and pastures and protection and being cared for and having what you need and being led. Well, Jesus in John chapter 10 is using these words, sheep and shepherd, because he's trying to explain to some of the local folks a little bit more about who he was and why he was on the earth. And he knew that if he used words and concepts like sheep and shepherding and fold, which is when you bring the sheep all together, he knew that the people would understand better if he could kind of describe himself as a shepherd and we humans as sheep. He thought, aha, this will help them understand who I am. And so that's why he did that. So I thought, okay, that was really smart. I need to learn a little bit more about sheep and shepherds and why that was a good choice for Jesus at that time. So it turns out that shepherds go back a long time before Jesus came to the earth. And the reason that they go back that far is that sheep started being cared for by humans in groups to provide for food for humans, for wool to make clothing, and sometimes even to provide for milk. So sheep began being kept this way by humans thousands of years ago. And so by the time Jesus came to the earth, shepherding was well underway. And sheep were, of course, well known by people, especially in the region that Jesus was living in and traveling in. And so it was so smart to do this. And it made me think, okay, Jesus said in one of the verses that his sheep will know his voice. And so that made me want to know, okay, wait, do sheep really know human voices? I got to know this. It turns out that there are some sheep who can learn specific human voices. And not only that, but there are some sheep who can be called by name by the shepherd or by the owner. And I thought, okay, that's really even more special for Jesus to use sheep and shepherding to try to explain his relationship to us and why he was here. He was saying, look, guys, you know how the shepherds take the sheep and they put them in a temporary pen when they travel to find the best grazing area, the best clover, the best grass? You know how we build a pen, the shepherds build a pen to keep the wolves out? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to say to you, follow me. I'll make sure that you're cared for. I'll lead you to good places where there's clover and where there's fresh water, and you'll know my voice, and I'll call you by name. All right, so how do we know his voice then, right? He's not down the street living in a house four doors down. And, you know, he's not across town living in the apartment next to your teacher. Yeah, so how do we know his voice? Well, you know how sometimes people will get a really nice voicemail and they want to save it, so they do. And back in the day when you had an answering machine, you could save something from an answering machine message from somebody you love. I have saved messages from all kinds of my family members, my sisters, my brother, my mom, my dad, from Uncle Shell, from Sophie, from friends. And I know their voices because I know them. I see them and we talk to each other. So how do I know Jesus's voice? Well, you know that thing that inside of you that tells you that's probably not the best thing to do. Or it tells you, wouldn't it be great if you did, and then fill in the blank. And you know, when you're feeling kind of blue or mad, and there's something inside of you that helps you work through that and not be mad anymore and not be blue anymore, that's Jesus's voice. And sometimes, if it's not coming to you loud and clear from inside, you might hear it through the voice of a loved one. So that's how Jesus comes to us today. And that's how we know his voice. So let's pray. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus so that we could learn his voice and he could call us by name. Amen.